From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. U.S. stocks are trading sharply lower. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is below 10,000, having lost more than 240 points at last check. Tracking the market so far, here's NPR's Yuki Noguchi.
Concerns that shook the market were global. First came concern about the health of the European banking sector. Interbank lending rates there rose over worries they might lose their emergency support from the central bank. Then data on the Chinese economy rattled more nerves. A revised economic indicator seemed to show the country may be headed for a slowdown. Finally, consumer confidence in the U.S. took a hit, prompting markets to further fall. The private survey showed a much grimmer consumer outlook on the economy than analysts expected. And that led to fears consumers may continue to halt their spending. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News.
The Taiwanese government, though, is praising what it calls a milestone in trade with its historically political rival, China, the world's third largest economy. They signed an agreement. It removes tariffs on hundreds of products, and the deal is expected to bolster trade that already surpasses $100 billion a year. In the U.S., Elena Kagan's facing her first day of challenges from the Senate panel considering whether to confirm her nomination to the Supreme Court. She sought to reassure the Judiciary Committee today about her commitment to upholding the rule of law. She also tried to address concerns by those who might describe her as an activist justice over how she would uphold the Constitution.
The Constitution is an enduring document. The Constitution is the Constitution, and the Constitution does not change except by the amendment process.
President Obama nominated Kagan to succeed retiring Justice John Paul Stevens. General David Petraeus faced a day in front of the Senate Confirmation Committee. A hearing to fight in Afghanistan could pick up in the coming months, is what he said. Petraeus is expected to easily be confirmed as the next top U.S. commander in Afghanistan. More on this from NPR's Jackie Northam.
General Petraeus is receiving praise and only gentle questioning from members of the Senate Armed Services Committee. Much of the hearing focuses on Petraeus' sense of the timeline and conditions to begin withdrawing U.S. troops from Afghanistan and what changes he might make to the counterinsurgency strategy. Petraeus says he would look very hard at the current rules of engagement. This is a nod to complaints that the need to protect civilians overrides the ability of U.S. troops to return fire in a battle.
I mention this because I am keenly aware of concerns by some of our troopers on the ground about the application of our rules of engagement and the tactical directive. They should know that I will look very hard at this issue.
Petraeus says U.S. and allied soldiers must have all the support they need in what he calls a tough situation. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR. Tropical storm Alex could grow into a hurricane today and possibly severely affect the BP oil spill cleanup in the Gulf. Vice President Joe Biden is in New Orleans and Pensacola, where he's updating the public about the massive cleanup underway. Authorities in Florida say they are tracking suspects in connection with this morning's shooting deaths of two police officers in Tampa. As Joshua Stewart with member station WUSF tells us, the shootings happened during a traffic stop.
Police are searching for a man and a woman who were driving a red Toyota Camry pulled over by Officer David Curtis shortly after 2 this morning. Curtis stopped them because the car did not have a visible tag. Tampa Police Chief Jane Castor says Officer Jeff Kocab arrived to back up Curtis because the male passenger had an outstanding warrant.
They went to arrest the passenger on what appears to be right now a minor warrant. And as they put their hands on the suspect spun around, pulled a firearm, and shot both police officers.
Police have tracked the man and woman to a Tampa neighborhood and are canvassing the area. They've not released the suspects' names. For NPR News, I'm Joshua Stewart in Tampa.
Russia is strongly criticizing the U.S. for the arrest of 10 people accused of being Russian spies. The government raises concerns that the arrest could set back relations between Moscow and Washington. The FBI says it has detained 10 people, an 11th person reportedly was picked up today in Cyprus. The search continues for a single-engine plane that disappeared from radar 2 days ago. It was carrying 4 people, including 2 reporters, with the Daily Interlake this morning. Nearly a dozen private planes combed a 19,000-acre stretch of the National Bison Range in Montana. This is NPR.